You're listening to SBS News.
It's a tool designed to help Australians live longer. And while that sounds perhaps a little far-fetched, it's possible the online tool could be life-changing. Aged Care Minister Ken Wyatt describes LifeCheck's website as a reality check for Australians aged 45 and over. He says it will help them make good decisions about health, finances, work, social and emotional well-being.
So at the age of 45, we tend to develop comorbidities. And so this is a reality check of saying, how's your health travelling? Should you go to your GP? In terms of the wealth component, most of us retire at about 65 plus. If we're living longer to 100, then have you got enough finances to take you and carry you through those 40 years, notwithstanding that you will receive the pension, depending on your assets? And then, of course, work. You might decide that you want to continue working and undertake a training program. And so we've designed it around that element. And the other is social and emotional well-being, how you connected, your social life, whether you're lonely, etc.
On average, Australians are living 25 years longer than they did 100 years ago. General life expectancy is now 82.5 years old, and it's predicted that by 2050, there will be more than 40,000 centenarians. CEO of Public Health Association of Australia, Terry Sleven, says personal responsibility plays a part in helping Australians age healthily.
We've known for a long time the population bubble coming with baby boomers and the generation that follows them mean that keeping an eye out for the impacts of chronic disease is fundamentally important for Australia's future. In terms of hospitalisation, about 37% of all hospitalisations are due to eight chronic health conditions. About 87% of deaths in 2016 were due to those chronic disease conditions, and about 61% of the total burden of disease in Australia are due to those just eight conditions. Conditions like mental health problems, cardiovascular disease, cancer, arthritis, asthma, back pain.
The website provides two quizzes for people, one for those aged 45 to 64 years and one for those 65 and older. After completing the questions, information on areas that may need change, including nutrition, alcohol consumption, physical activity and smoking, is provided. For privacy reasons, individual results and recommendations will be emailed to residents in an easy-to-read format before all the information supplied will then be wiped from the website. Minister Wyatt wants to see all Australians aiming to live beyond the age of 100.
It's about planning far better for our life's journey. So if you and I were to travel overseas, we'd go into detailed planning about every element of that travel. And then our return. Now, in life, we never do that. We just live day to day with long-term plans around a house, around family, and some other options and work. But we never stop to look at the detail of our own health and well-being in the context of have we set ourselves up for life.
The Public Health Association's Terry Sleven says the website will have an effect. He predicts most Australians will take away one or two pieces of advice from doing the quiz. But he says real change has to come at a government level, with investments in infrastructure and awareness.
So we think an investment in health resources in the prevention end of the spectrum will be vital when it comes to tackling and ameliorate the impact when it comes to the treatment end later in life. So while we think this is a useful step and it is one modest part of a very big and complex puzzle, there's many other challenges to face. And so a focus in prevention is something we're delighted to see and we want to see far more of.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.